The US Deputy Secretary of State William J. Burns is in Islamabad. The US is seeking Pakistan's help to resume dialogue with the Taliban militants, almost 13 years after invading Afghanistan, apparently to destroy its militancy. But now US fears a civil war scenario in Afghanistan if a peace initiative with the Taliban does not take off ahead of this year's exit of foreign forces from there.
Taliban are trying to buy more time. The delay is in favor of Taliban, and their bargaining position, or blackmail position, if you may say, is increasing because of this delay. And that's why the Americans are perturbed and they're frustrated. They're visiting all influential countries, especially Pakistan, to gain any influence within the Taliban circles that can mold and change the whole dynamics of pre-withdrawal scenario, so that post-withdrawal is not a big challenge for international forces, particularly Washington.
Pakistan enjoys considerable influence over Taliban militants in Afghanistan, but how far Islamabad would be able to prevail upon Taliban is still questionable, as they are not willing to accept Afghan constitution and legitimacy of recently held presidential elections. However, the immediate concern for the US in the past few days has been on how to end prosecution against FBI agent Joel Cox on terrorism charges in Pakistan. Cox was arrested with ammunition in Karachi when he attempted to board a domestic flight last week. He has been released on bail.
Further investigations are ongoing. There was a question about immunity. No, he does not have immunity. He's not a diplomat. The US authorities are in contact with us, both in Washington and in Islamabad.
The latest case of FBI agent is just tip of the iceberg of the scale of spying network the US has in Pakistan. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.